You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
I can get with the times, Travis. I can make something great with this thing, right?
2.0.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by absolutely fucking no one. My good pal Matt from the Lotus Cast will be joining me tonight. We're going to hang out. We're going to have good times. Travis told me last week that he wouldn't be able to come tonight due to a work emergency. Napier, however, waited until 5 p.m. Like Napier's usual call-ins, He waits till the very last minute and claims he's sick. Matt, I will tell you, Napier so far in 2016 is sick every 6.8 weeks.
Wow. Yeah. You have that really laid out there.
Yeah. It is more than once every 2 months, and every one of his absences has been reported to us after 4 o'clock p.m. Ooh. The day of the show.
Do you write all this down, like, every time he calls out?
I did this time, because I'm just so irritated. It seems very a lot, is what I was going to say, Matt, but that's not the proper way to phrase things.
Right.
It's quite often.
How often do you get sick in a year? I think I get sick maybe 3 times.
I don't ever get, like, full-blown sick. It's pretty fucking rare that I'm, like, full-blown sick. But you know what? You just gotta keep doing shit anyway, right? You got responsibilities. You're an adult.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
We're gonna be joined here in just a moment by harmonica player of the band Blues Traveler, Mr. John Popper.
We are?
Yes,
oh,
Matt, we are.
That's
he
awesome.
Has a new book out called Suck and Blow that you can go get at bookstores and whatnot. And I've been practicing, Matt. I've been practicing my moshing.
Your
and I've been
moshing?
Practicing my harmonica playing.
Wait.
Because I want to impress Mr. John Popper with my harmonica playing.
Is that what they call moshing?
No, but I was thinking, do you think that they mosh for Blues Traveler?
Like a mosh pit breaks out?
I don't know.
Mm.
I mean, like, you know, there's people that I would think you mosh for, and Blues Traveler's probably among those, right?
You think Blues Traveler's a moshing
I don't know.
Band?
That's what
no,
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know what would classify as a moshing band. So we got John Popper on the line. We're going to talk to John Popper. His new book is Suck and Blow. It is in bookstores now. Blues Traveler is actually going back on tour starting in the next couple of days. John.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good, man. How are you?
All right. I'm actually leaving for the road tomorrow, like 4 a.m. This morning I wake up and then like I think I leave around, 8 or 9 or something like that. Something annoying. And then I get to Virginia around 11 at night. And then the next day I play. So Wednesday I'm
Where's singing. The first date at?
It's at Glen Allen, Virginia. And I really should have the information, but nobody ever gives me anything.
So is that a rescheduled day? I know you had like a health scare that came
Yeah,
up.
Well, it wasn't even a scare. My spine... I had 2 collapsed vertebrae in my neck for years, turns
Jesus.
Out.
For years?
And they were like...
I would think that would be something that probably, you'd be conscious of.
Well, there's all this other stuff that was happening to me.
Jesus.
We can't swear on this podcast, can we?
John, you can say whatever you want, buddy.
All right, so all this other shit was happening to me. we had you got a minute?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got a minute. Sure. Yeah, okay. So,
John, I got all the time in the world for you, man.
Oh, you're sweet. So, you know, for the last year or so, I've been noticing a weakness in my right hand, and I figured it was, you know, my right arm, really. Like, lifting up things that were pretty normal, it was getting more and more difficult. And only recently did it start getting really absurd. You know, like, putting something in my shirt pocket was now like, it was like I had cerebral palsy or something. I couldn't physically do it. But the thing is, before that, or in January of this year, I'd fallen in my yard and broken my ankle, and I thought it was just sprained, but it turns out I was like walking around on a broken ankle for 2 weeks. And then while I was crutch walking out of that, I stress fractured my left knee. You know, I first broke my right ankle, then I stress fractured my left knee doing, you know, trying to favor the busted leg, and then I stress fractured that, so that was 2 more months in crutches. So I was dealing with all kinds of stuff like that and not noticing that all the while this was getting worse. And I mean, this was really going back to sometime last year. I really started noticing it, but they said that this could have been this way for a long time. I had to go get an MRI in my neck. That's what my doctor started suspecting. And it turns out that 2 vertebrae in my neck were collapsed. And if I didn't And it took so damn long to get the MRI because I was traveling around and stuff and just not really paying attention to this. I was literally months away from permanent, like, total paralysis. I could have been paralyzed.
Jesus. So are you, and so, you got a bunch of metal
in you
now?
Yeah, so it was
you
like, you got to stop. So they said, you got to stop touring. You got to go get this surgery now or, you know, you're really risking a lot.
Right.
And, I got, what they did is they replaced two of the discs in my neck. Instead of doing the fusion where they, like, bolt everything together, I've got really poor bone growth. Excuse the pun. And, you know, so, like, they had to replace these two little discs in my neck individually. And I'm 2 weeks out of that operation as of today. And, you know, it was a pretty quick operation, but, you know, my neck still hurts. But I haven't sung yet loud. I'm going to find out on Wednesday how I do.
You done any practicing or anything just to kind of see, or are you just going to
wing
it?
Well, yeah, a little bit, but you don't really know until you got the band behind you what it's going to really do.
Yeah, once you
so, you know, I feel in full voice, you know, it's a little scratchy. 2 weeks is early, but it's been done. You know, I think if I just take it easy and I sing careful and I don't get too crazy afterwards,
John,
think I can do it.
Do they mosh for Blues Traveler?
And that has occurred, yes.
We've had moshers.
Sometimes you get moshers, sometimes you don't. It really depends on the audience. And one thing I know for sure is if they mosh to us, they were going to mosh anyway.
So, like, if you play, know, like, a festival where there's a bunch of people there, they're there to mosh for somebody. Yeah. They might as well mosh for you.
Exactly. They came with their moshing clothes on, kind of regardless
of who
was playing. You know, occasionally we'll get people that are dying. Most people want to listen to us when they're coming to see us, but we have had some moshers, and actually Chan, our guitarist, usually wants to jump on and mosh with them, but thank God he's finally getting too old for that.
Well, I've been reading your book. I was reading a part where you said that when you broke a harmonica.
Could you say that again and just call me a magnificent bastard?
I've been reading your book, you magnificent bastard. And
Thank you. It's from that old Patton movie, you know, George C. Scott. Bravo!
And you said that when you break a harmonica, you just toss it in there. So toss it out there in the crowd. When you toss a harmonica out there, is there fights that break out for people that want the harmonica?
There have been, but usually somebody just gets it so fast nobody even knows where it went. And, like, I get the best view of that. Everyone's looking for it while the smart guy who caught it is all sneaking away. But the one that always scares me is the two frat guys who, like, pincer elbows on either side of the head of this little hippie chick. You know, she's almost caught it, and they just sort of elbow her in either side of the head, and she just goes right down and disappears in the crowd. And what always scared me is that you never see any signs of her. There's not even a bloody trail. She just disappears. Like, where does she go?
She just materialized. She's gone.
She's, like, trampled into the machinery of the crowd, and you never see her again.
When you throw the harmonicas out into the crowd, John, do you ever worry that they're going to use your saliva to make clones or frame you for a murder?
Well, I could only hope, because if they frame me for a murder, then I could prove that it is possible to frame me for a murder, and then I could go committing all kinds of murders, right?
Yeah, I guess I didn't think of that. If you get framed for a murder, then you can always say, oh, they're trying to frame me for more murders.
Exactly. So how much saliva have I spread out? How much DNA? How much doubt have I sown across the country right now?
A lot.
I mean, really.
And I mean,
really, I could set up my own murder incorporated. Yeah, I could just kill people wholesale and just blame it all on that harmonica saliva that all of these scientists were at my shows. Yeah, all of these DNA. Well, I mean, I must have thrown thousands upon thousands of harmonicas out to the crowd. I mean, you do the law of averages. How many of them were DNA scientists?
Well, and you also said that you tip pizza guys with your harmonicas too. You just give them out as tips.
Yeah, some of them could have gone on to school and learned how to splice DNA. You know, I think, you know, really, I'm looking at probably I could get away with like 4 good murders. Well, now I have decisions to make.
I feel like we've implanted something in John. We've made him think that now he can get away with murders.
Little food for thought.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I regret this whole line of questioning.
Let's say I've thrown 10,000 harmonicas out there. Now, what percentage of the people catching them would be scientists able to come up with some sort of frame job based on DNA evidence?
Don't they say that like 1 in every 100 person has probably killed somebody? It's something crazy.
All right, so if 1 in every 100 persons has killed somebody, then 1 in every 50 people has got to be a DNA scientist.
Right. And I'm sure that you've given a harmonica.
Divide that by...
Just by the amount of harmonicas that you've given out, you've probably given at least five people that have killed someone a harmonica that they just have.
No way. How many people who've been killed did I give a harmonica to?
Whoa. Like, how many people are now dead that had your harmonica and, like, passed it down?
Whoa.
How many people have willed one of your harmonicas to somebody?
Well, you know, in a sense, I willed it to them when I threw it at them.
John, I have five people in our chat room right now that have asked me if you were at Woodstock 94.
Do they have harmonicas? And are they alive or have they killed anyone?
I don't think any of them have killed anyone. I hope not. But they all want to know if you were at Woodstock 1994. They have to know.
Yes.
Guys, John was at Woodstock 1994. He was.
I was, and I told people not to drink the brown Pepsi because Crystal Pepsi was sponsoring it.
It's back now, John. Have you had a Crystal Pepsi since it's come back?
Nah, you know, I think the whole Crystal thing kind of lost me at meth. You know, I figured, like, it's not really an appetizing, let's do some Crystal beverage. You know, it just doesn't make me thirsty.
No.
Makes my skin itch.
No. Now, Matt is strictly here because he heard... I was telling him about your chapter about fast food, and Matt is a fast food connoisseur, and so I thought that we could all just get kind of, you know, weird about fast food, if you could.
Hey, John, let's start with the Whopperito. Well, have you had it yet?
No, it looks to me like somebody ate a Whopper and then couldn't digest it because they had a gastric bypass and threw it up and then wrapped it up in a burrito.
That's exactly what it tastes like. Have you had it? It looks
like a mess.
Have you had that core burrito at Taco Bell?
No, I'm interested in trying that one. That looks to me like a neat idea where you have like a core layer that actually you can strike and then there's something like scalding hot ready to burn you. I love those odds. McDonald's old apple pie, you can basically get that at KFC. Remember the old apple pie? Yeah, where it was like that molten apple pie and like this sort of weird layer of deep friedness that would squirt hot lava in your... some reason they sold the recipe to KFC. You can get the KFC apple turnovers, the same thing as the old McDonald's apple pie.
Are you still indulging in the fast food on a regular basis, or did after all of the health issues, you're like, oh, I better fucking stop?
Well, it's whatever I can. You know, the thing is, having the gastric bypass, you can't do it like you used to. Like, I used to do it, like, only. Like, I was exclusively a fast food eater.
Right.
And
I believe a passage you said was that you rewarded yourself by passing a McDonald's by going to McDonald's.
Exactly. That would be a good way to that's exactly what I would do. I used to be like afraid of going by a fast food place cuz like I knew that I couldn't go past it.
Yeah.
You know, it really got into my head. It was really the only, I think it was the only visceral joy I had at some point. I mean, I wasn't really drinking. I was completely not drinking. And I wasn't really doing drugs. Like, I would do a little drugs, but nothing like my compadres were at the time. And, you know, I was the sober guy. And so basically for me, it became about food. I used to be able to eat a dozen donuts. You know, I'd go to Dunkin' and I could get literally a dozen in me in one sitting. And I just can't imagine that. Now I eat like half a donut and I get so ill. So, like, I love donuts, but there's no real point to getting donuts because I can't really eat them. I'll have a bite, and then I got to take a shit real fast.
Yeah, so you had the gastric bypass. Did you ever consider doing, like, the Overeaters Anonymous, or did you try that at all?
Oh, God, we did all that stuff. I mean, I went to Weight Watchers in the seventh grade. My mom sent me to Weight Watchers.
Like, your mom sent you to Weight Watchers?
Yeah, I went to a Weight Watchers camp, like a camp. Yeah, and what part of the camp is that you got, like, follow-up Weight Watchers, like, meetings.
Yeah.
And where I lived in Stanford, it was me and, like, six really angry housewives in their late 40s. And, like, I was, like, an 11-year-old kid. So,
you were on the movie Heavyweights.
Well, I didn't see that movie, but it sounds right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
Was there anybody at the fat camp that just didn't seem like they should be there that you guys, like, shunned?
Yes, me. I was that guy.
You were like,
for some reason,
I don't even feel like I'm
even
fat
the fattest kid there.
Here.
I was by far not the fattest kid there, but somehow I was the most antisocial. I don't know what it was.
This was at a young age that you did this. Do you feel like
I'd never
when you
out
got
with
to
people,
your heaviest,
I guess.
It was
I don't
like
know
a,
what it was. Yeah, I never really hung out with. I don't know what it was, but somehow everybody at the fat camp wanted to kick my ass. I'm not sure how they did that. It was odd.
You said, "Mom, yeah. You thought I was fat. Then I'll show you."
I
was a very obnoxious kid. Yeah, I was. I don't know what it was. I thought in my mind, I guess I was being cute, or I don't know what. I don't really know what my thought process was. Just I really had no skills with people.
What was a typical order at McDonald's for Mr. Popper?
That would be a Big Mac, quarter pounder with cheese, 6-piece nuggets with sweet and sour sauce, and a large drink.
See nice. That? See, I feel like that would be my order, Matt. Like, you know, if I if I had that Mountains Win Again money, you know?
Well, what's funny?
I feel like I'm limited.
Nowadays, when I'm really hungry, I could back that off to a cheeseburger instead of a quarter pounder with cheese. And what will happen now is I'll just go a Big Mac and the nuggets.
Yeah.
But what's really depressing is no matter how I do it, basically I'm going to leave half a sandwich on the table.
Right.
That's just how it is now.
Oh, so
and what you
got to
get good
like
at, especially with fast food, is you got to get good at throwing the food away because it's crap food. So
yeah.
What you're after is a bite. Like if I'm really craving Burger King, there's no way I need to eat an entire Whopper. You just take a big bite of that Whopper and throw it away.
See,
like,
who's going to mourn that? It's not like you're going to like a great steakhouse and leaving a steak
right.
on the table.
John, my problem is I have the Burger King app, and I can get two Whoppers, buy one, get one free, and I inhale both of them along with a 10-piece nugget and a hot dog.
See, now, I don't understand why Burger King is trying to kill people.
Well, they're succeeding.
I feel like Hardee's is the one that's trying to kill me. I feel like everything they put out is just daring you to eat it.
Yeah, yeah. What was the one that Carl Jr. did? It was like a hamburger with a hot dog in it.
Oh.
And it was why? Because America, that's why.
Yeah,
I had to try that burger. I had to try it, but there's no way I finished it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, I love burgers with hot peppers on them, though. That's my thing. When I lost the weight, throwing the hot peppers on stuff, that definitely helps. Because if you burn your face, you're not going to eat as much.
Yes, I think if you take a spatula to the face, you might stop eating as well.
Well, you know, I mean, there's no need to have a spatula if you've got things like hibernia peppers. You know, you just throw some of that on there, and then while you're going...
I'm gonna have my wife do that from now on, is just to have a squirt bottle full of hot sauce and just spray it in my eyes every time I go to eat something.
I'm telling you. Put some of that Tapatios on everything, and believe me, you're going to eat less. And you're going to have more fun, because like you eventually get hooked on that hot sauce. That's a whole other addiction, and you get into that, and you just can't eat as much. Believe me, both overeating or eating the hot sauce is going to give you the wickedest shits ever, though.
Yeah, but I think you...
So you got to be careful. You got to plan these things. Just plan it out.
Okay.
So, Matt, I mean, do you feel like we got enough fast food in there, Matt?
Honestly, I wish I could talk to John Popper for hours about fast food.
Yeah,
and
this stuff could be its own show. You know, you really could.
I really could.
John, I have another question about the book, because the other things, why are we talking about that? We're not selling Burger King.
Wait, hold on. Before you get onto the book, what establishment has the best fries?
I was going to – actually, that was the question I was going to ask you before we left off of this. Clearly, far and away, McDonald's fries are the best fries.
Yeah, I agree.
See, I like a Steak and Shake fry. I like a Rally's fry. But I like a McDonald's fry. I think those are my top.
I'm going off of the big names. You know, Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's. You know, the ones that you see at a truck stop everywhere. McDonald's,
the ones that you can get everywhere.
The way
you can't get Rally's everywhere.
Exactly. I love a Johnny Rockets fry. You know, the crinkle cut fries. I mean, those things are awesome. Yeah. If you can find them, but, you know, Johnny Rockets is great, but that's not everywhere.
I am jerking off to John Popper talk about fries right now.
I am not an In-N-Out Burgers fry man, though. I don't like the In-N-Out fries. Okay. People do. People like them with the skins on. I'm not that guy.
When you write a memoir, does that kind of feel like nothing else can – you can't really do anything else? Like – because then it wasn't in the book, and that wasn't part of the...
Right. There is that feeling. You're right.
Do you kind of feel like, oh, well, shit, if I do anything else of note, I got to write another book.
And you know what? My publishing company technically owns the rights to my life story, so I've done it already. Nothing else officially can ever happen in my life anymore.
And who would play you in the John Popper Suck and Blow movie?
Well, I'd really press hard to try and play myself, but barring me, let's see. Well, I guess we need somebody younger, so...
Like a Josh Gad, maybe?
Yeah, is that the guy who played Woz in the Steve Jobs movie?
Yeah.
No, that was Seth Rogen played Woz in that, but he played
Well, there was Woz two Steve Jobs movies.
Yeah. Didn't Josh Gad play one of the...
I think he was one of the Wozes.
Yeah, he played one of the Woz... Yeah, I could see him being me. I could see him being a but he's already starting to get too old, too. We need a new young fat guy with frizzy hair. Mm. Yeah, I know. Basically, get the funniest guy who can act, who's kind of big and sort of has a kind of a Jufro, but a little straight. And
guy that can pull off a damn hat, right?
Well, that's the thing. It's all going to wind up going into a hat. So, you know,
just
wrestle that thing into a hat and you're there.
John,
but,
I
don't know. I'd always like to say Roy Scheider just to throw people, but he's way too old now.
John, I read that you wanted to do stand-up comedy, Jesus. Why didn't you stick with that?
There are a few stand-up comedians I would like to do, but I'm married now, so that's all over.
Right, okay.
But I'm funny enough to know that I'm not quite funny enough. You know, like I appreciate it as an art form.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could get a couple of good shots in, but it's like a guy who's an enthusiast of boxing who can throw a punch once in a while. And, you know, I'd be okay in a back alley, but if I really had to, for a living, go out and fight bouts, I'd get my ass kicked.
If you can't be the best, then why even try, right?
I don't even think I could be sustainably getting a living is the thing. Like, if I could, like, be good enough to where I could find a place in my own little zen heart and go, you know, I'm doing a good job at it, then I would be all right even. You know, like, I wouldn't have to be the best at it if I could just hold my own. But the thing is, when you're a comedian, your mom just died, let's say. You can't go in and go, hey, my mom died, I feel really bummed. And just sort of, you know, have a cathartic moment that way. As a musician, you kind of can. Like, there are ways where you can play sad. You can play pissed off. But as a comedian, you got to kind of go on one note. And that's why I think it's the toughest performing art. You know, I don't know how they do it. Like, the good ones, it's amazing. But it feels like music when they're doing it right. So I guess that's why I relate to it.
Well, guys, Suck and Blow in bookstores now. Blues Traveler is going back on tour. Go to BluesTraveler.com for all their upcoming tour dates. They're going on tour with the Wallflowers. I bet you mosh to the Wallflowers.
I've moshed to the Wallflowers.
I've moshed
to a Gregorian chant. I think they called it a fight. I think I was just fighting with somebody.
John, we really appreciate your time, buddy.
Wait, John, do you
thanks for having me.
Do you have audiobook?
No, there's actually, that's on the table. I think I'm going to do that down the road, but yeah.
Okay.
I got a nice little thing in my contract where they pay me extra for it, so hell yes.
Yeah. John, we appreciate it.
Yes, always cash is king, you guys. No, hey, thanks, you guys.
Take it easy.
All right.
Matt.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, talking to John Popper is fun.
Yeah, Mike, thank you so much, honestly, for inviting me on this, because that was a blast, and I want to talk to him forever.
Don't like, you want to call him later and just ask him, like, if he tried the new thing that McDonald's put out? Like, you know, hey, have you tried McDonald's mozzarella sticks yet?
Yeah, I took my phone out and I snapped a picture of his phone number so that I have it, just so that I can say that I have his phone number.
But Matt, we have another very special treat. Joining us here after a very long hiatus.
Oh my gosh.
Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here.
Hello.
He's here.
Drunk, how have you been, buddy?
In living color. I'm good.
Drunk, I had this hilarious bit planned, right?
Okay.
We had the greatest living harmonica player in the world on our show just now.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and I bought a dollar store harmonica, and I was going to have Napier play his harmonica for John Popper.
Uh-huh.
but then Napier didn't come.
Well, he's a dick.
I agree.
You want me to play it?
Do you want to play the harmonica? I was blowing on it a little bit, so it might have some salive on it.
This is not as good as the harmonica that you had put in my mouth the one time.
You think the dollar store harmonica quality has gone down? Have you been practicing at all? You seem pretty good.
Because the hook brings you back. I ain't telling you no lie.
Oh, you, there you go. There you go. Oh, boy.
I have a love-hate relationship with Drunk. I do. I love him sometimes, but I hate him most.
That happens.
What's your problem with Drunk?
Just sometimes he's too much of a negative Nancy.
He is. He does tend to be a bit of a negative Nancy.
Yeah.
That's accurate, yes.
But I wouldn't necessarily say negative. It's just when you have a stupid idea, I got to call you out.
Have you been listening to the show at all, Drunk?
Here and there. Yeah.
Here and there? Do you have any comments on anything we've done?
Excellent job, fellas. Well, obviously you guys are big time now. You got big old guests like John Popper and Modest Yahoo and whatnot.
Oh, we don't know if that's happening. We're not going to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Let's go ahead and take a break.
Sure.
You want to do that?
I can do that.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Guys, Drunk's here. It's a celebration. We're going to hear all about what Drunk has been doing, you know, in his time off. You know, it's a celebration, guys. Matt.
Yeah.
It's a celebration.
Yeah. I'm happy.
This is the captain. Brace for impact.
What?
It's time for Drunk's Amazing Animal Fact. Here's your host, Drunk.
On average, cows poop 16 times a day.
WFOP!
Hi, this is Chris Brake.
And John Rapp.
And you're listening to Strange Label.
Hear the Chris Brake Show live Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Or 7 p.m. Central Time on StrangeLabel.com. Or go to ChrisBrakeShow.com for past episodes. This is Strange Label.
The phone is ringing.
And now, another wheelbarrow full of dicks phone scam with the king of pranks, Travis Holt.
Thank you for choosing Newtown Pizza. You're talking to Tom. So where are you going to be for delivery carryout tonight?
I'm coming in. I just got a couple of questions, Tom. You got any deals going around right now?
Yes, sir. We have two medium pizzas. Any way you want them for $7.99 each, or one large up to five different toppings for $12.99.
You still got that bacon stuffed crust pizza?
Yes, we do.
Fantastic. What's that run for, say, like a large one topping?
Large one topping, that'll be $12.99, sir.
$12.99, fantastic. You got Pepsi products there, right?
Yes, we do.
All right, thank you, Tom. I'll see you in about 10:15.
All right, sounds wonderful. See you here.
All right, take care.
All right.
Bye. Back up the burn unit bus, because he just got burned.
Rolling Stone call. I said, fuck you. I got to talk to Will Bear for this.
Postpone it and tell him life's got you. And take time off. Tell him someone needs you. Tell him all. To a place that don't sleep, and the pubs don't shut early, and your ex will never call. Never call.
Tell the man that you regret it. To the man.
back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAM or WFOD show on Skype. We are joined by Drunkard STL on the Twitters. He's been gone for quite a while. I think I did the math. You've missed 17 shows. And I told Drunk that I was in a bit of a pinch, and he figured it out, and he got here.
Wait,
you want to know why?
I busted ass at work.
Just in the area that he could pop by, and he hasn't popped by for 17 shows?
No, here's the deal. During the summertime, we have extended hours at work, so I usually don't get off till 9, so it's kind of pointless for me to come.
But you know what?
But he said, you know what? We got two big guests, and Travis and Nape said bailed, so I made it happen.
Mike, he's
my guy, Matt. He's my guy. I can depend on Drunk.
Anyway, like, he showed up late every single time, and now he all of a sudden can't do it now. Can't show up late now during the summer. It's summertime.
He made the sacrifice, Matt, when I needed him. Because Drunk's my guy.
Okay, all right. I'll give it to him. He's here.
There's several other people that I don't consider my guy. Drunk isn't one of them. Drunk's my guy.
Yeah, like new Drunk.
Drunk, what's been going on with you, buddy? I mean, 17 weeks, obviously, you got to have, like, one good story, right?
I had the poopy in my basement the other day. That sucks.
Is that the whole story?
Well, you know.
What does that mean?
I had a little...
No, Matt. He had the poopy in his basement. Next topic.
17 weeks has gone by. 17 weeks. And the first thing that he says when he comes back is, I had the poopy in my basement.
I had one that looked like Stacy Keach.
Hey, that's my guy. Don't be making fun of Stacy Keach now.
I had the poopy in my basement.
But yeah, I had a backup in my floor drain, so I had to, you know, call a guy to get that fixed, and then deck scrub my basement. Hurt my back doing that. And,
you hurt your back?
You know, deck scrubbing a basement ain't easy.
No, sir.
Especially when you got poopy all over your basement.
Right. Do you have a finished basement?
Well, it's a concrete floor.
So, no.
I got like the ceiling tiles that hang down, and my walls are nice wood panels, just not the floor.
Oh. You got anything down there?
Pool table, poker table,
was
TVs.
Your pool table affected by the poopy?
No. Thank God.
I'm sorry. I'm
I think Matt's going to giggle every time you say
every
poopy.
Every time you say poopy, I mean, is grown men saying
do you
poopy.
Want to sing a song would you about the poopy in your basement? I can play
would
the harmonica.
Would you prefer me say feces or sewage? I had the poopy in my basement. I ain't telling you no lie.
What else is going on?
Wiffle ball's going good.
You know, on the most recent episode of the Lotus Cast, they talked extensively about the Dicks Out for Harambe movement. Yeah. Something that I was not familiar with.
Is this? Like...
Were you not familiar with that?
I was familiar with Harambe. I mean, Harambe, of course, was the gorilla who was murdered because they were of the negligent parent.
Right.
And
the parent should have been a shot for that one, too.
And so this gorilla was murdered.
Big story. Big story.
It was a big story. But, see, the thing is, every time the Cincinnati
it was justified, by the way.
Zoo tweets, there's like 300 people that reply to the tweet, saying something about Dicks Out for Harambe.
And yeah, that's the thing to do. Now, anything you post on social media, the proper response right now, what the kids are doing, because I have my pulse, my fingers on the pulse of the youth, you have to say, Dicks Out for Harambe.
But, like, so Cincinnati Zoo will tweet something about, you know, hey, you know, this zebra we have at the zoo has, you know, distinct stripes.
Yeah.
And then there's 300 people that reply that, like, Harambe was distinct too. And it Dicks Out for Harambe. And it's really fucking funny, Drunk. It's a really funny thing.
So it's a bit like the free the nipple, free the dicks.
For it's the latest thing, yes.
Right.
That the internet has caught hold of.
The youth of the internet.
The youth has a very strong voice. And right now, they're telling you that you need to remove your penis from your trousers to support Harambe.
I like it.
And I agree with them that we should all remove our penis from our trousers.
Mike, did you see the video of Danny Trejo saying dicks out for Harambe?
Yes. Danny Trejo is on the side of the dicks out for Harambe movement.
He is, yeah.
As all celebrities should be. And in the chat, they are all agreeing that they should pull their dicks out for Harambe.
The only reason I haven't pulled my dick out yet is I'm waiting for Tom Cruise to tell me it's okay to get my dick out for Harambe.
Once Tom Cruise says it.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm on board.
Then it's a movement.
Is this a Scientology thing for you?
No. I just love Tom Cruise.
Oh, okay.
That Ryan Lochte guy.
What a douche.
He's not pulling his dick out for Harambe.
You don't think he did at least once?
He's probably pulling his dick out, sure. But I don't think he's pulling it out for Harambe.
Okay.
Did you hear about the Ryan Lochte guy?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with his work beyond this latest thing? The guy seems like a real dunderhead.
He is.
He seems like a bit of a buffoon.
Because I feel like he got in trouble a couple years ago at the last Olympics.
But they had big cut up of a bunch of his interviews and his answers to questions make you wonder if the guy's a waterhead.
Yeah, it doesn't sound but like he did much study in school.
I mean, he's good at swimming, sure.
Yeah,
he's good at swimming, but I mean, beyond that, the guy's a zero. Buffoon.
Mm-hmm.
But what he did was he went out on the town in Rio, I guess after he was done doing his things. He was right. Already done, mm-hmm. And I guess he was out celebrating. And he like had to take a poop at a gas station, and the door to the gas station was locked. So like he went and pooped out back. And then they were mad at him for pooping out back because that's not a thing that, like, you do.
Right.
Is that right, Matt? Did I explain it correctly?
Honestly, I don't know. I think this was discussed on our show, maybe.
But you don't remember?
I don't pay attention when Dave talks, so.
Oh.
But I just know that he's a dick.
Yeah, from what I gathered from the story is they damaged a bathroom, and an armed security guard said, "You have to give us money for this."
But they didn't understand what he was saying.
Right, so they...
Because they don't speak
Brazilian.
So
he said that
Brazilian.
He got robbed.
What language does Brazil
Portuguese.
Speak? Portuguese.
Portuguese?
Yes.
No, it's Brazilian. He's wrong.
He speaks Brazilian.
They speak Portuguese.
Yeah. No, if you're in Portugal, you speak Portuguese. If you're in Brazil, you speak Brazilian.
So in Mexico, you speak Mexican?
Yeah, you speak Mexican.
Of course.
Okie dokie.
Makes sense to me.
Sure.
America, you speak American.
Right.
All right.
You from
Don't
here,
be stupid drunk.
You from here, you speak American. You know? But yeah, and in the chat they're saying that you can have, like, peaceful dick protests, and I agree. I think that you pull your dick out for Harambe, and you're not hurting anybody. You're not burning anything down. You're not shooting cops. You're just pulling your dick from your trousers, and you're saying, my dick is out in honor of that gorilla that died.
And I've been actually trying to teach my daughters.
What if all protests were just pulling your dick out, Matt?
I mean, I think we'd all be better off.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, if all those people for Michael Brown just pulled their dicks out?
Yeah, that gas station would still be there.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Dicks out, don't shoot.
And that car lot. It's funny, my boss has, he's originally from Utah, and his parents came in town a couple weeks ago, and their, like, big thing was they were wanted to drive through Ferguson.
Just to see it?
Just to see
it. There's not a lot to see now. I was over that way not too long ago. Now it's just vacant lots.
Yeah, it just looks like a...
Yeah, I mean, it's not like there's any carnage still. Maybe we need to rile up some shit.
There's no, like, memorial for him or anything. So,
no, there's nothing really to see.
Yep.
They've all moved on to other places.
Yep.
And all that's left is vacant lots and memories. That was, like, 2 years ago, you know.
Indeed.
It doesn't seem like that long
ago. Yeah, the anniversary was just a couple weeks ago, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, in 17 weeks, do you believe that all he has to tell us, Matt, is that he...
Pooping,
he cleaned up some poop in his basement?
That was it. Here's the thing. When he came back strong. He said, poopy in the basement. But I'm immediately back to hating him again.
So you ain't got this thing on video yet? You're still working on that?
The show?
Yeah.
Why would we do video?
Because all podcasts do video now.
Drunk. This show consists of a couple of people. A varying number of people sitting at a kitchen table talking into microphones wearing headphones. Why would anybody in the world want to watch that? I say that, of course, while we're talking to a guy who does a video show where you can watch his show on video.
Right.
But why would you want to, Matt? Why would I want to watch you sitting on a couch twiddling your toes? Like, why would I want to watch that?
People tune in just to watch me twiddle my toes.
Does anybody watch your video feed?
They do. Yeah, we have quite a few viewers.
On my off days, my first like 5 hours is spent watching radio shows.
You watch them on video?
On TV.
But why?
It's better than listening to them.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you can see them talking?
I guess.
I don't know, like even like the Howard Stern E! Show, like unless there was a gal like riding around on the Sibian or something,
yeah.
It's like why would I want to watch Howard Stern when I can be mobile and listen to him?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched the Dan Patrick Show on Audience and the Rich Eisen Show.
I want five people to honestly tell me that they would much prefer to see video of our show than audio.
We could put it like Periscope or something.
I'll be the one person because like I'm watching you talk right now. I'm captivated.
Why? Why? I mean, you hear me, and it's about the same thing, right?
See the green headphones and that shirt you're wearing, and I never knew that you spoke into like a little filter into your microphone. Like, this is all.
What about
very
the like what's in Drunk's mouth and whatnot? That's...
Well, yeah, when we do like something that makes sense to video. By the way, I still have the video of the Hulk Hands Hot Wings Challenge that I haven't put up yet. I need to get some kind of a video editing software or
that
something.
That was weeks ago.
That was a really long time ago.
And
it's amazing video.
Years.
You got it all over your face.
Oh, I know, dude.
I think you got it in your eyes.
I was about
didn't
to say,
you?
I think I got it in my eyes. I think Napier had to come and assist me to clean up my face.
Drunk wore the Hulk hands, and we had him eat hot wings. And it got really messy. It was a disaster. And that, I agree, should probably be videoed. But like a typical show is just me and you and Napier sitting here looking at the Skype computer that Travis.
You gotta get
on
the cool angles. Like, we have cool angles on our show.
It's all about the cool angles, you think?
Yeah, we have two angles, too. It's just two cool angles.
Drunk, when you go to a rock and roll concert, do you mosh? Have you ever moshed?
I've had the mosh encroach on my territory, but I didn't.
And you've defended it?
Well, I mean, you gotta push them back away from you, you know.
Mike, do you not mosh?
I've never moshed, no.
Never?
I've gone to more aggressive-type shows, and
yeah.
And I just hang back, man. I'm a sit-down guy.
Yeah, I believe that particular one was at Mississippi Nights.
I believe the craziest moshing event I ever was at, it was at a radio festival show, and the Toadies.
Nice.
Played. And the Toadies.
I come from the water.
The Toadies just, it was sort of raining, and so it was muddy, and everybody was like wrestling in the mud and
this
throwing
had been back in the day,
big
dude.
Mud bombs at each other, and they were all just fucking kicking the shit out of each other. And then, like, Our Lady Peace came out after.
Was this like 95?
After the Toadies, and like it stopped raining. And like the sun came out, and it was like this pretty great, everybody like who had just been fighting, like all was hugging and having a good time and just like swaying to the music and stuff. And it was very peaceful and great. I think that I'll always have I don't really listen to much Our Lady Peace, but like whenever they come on the radio, like I have a soft spot for them because
There's one song.
I
got more than one.
Yeah, I remember that time at that concert as being like something that like I don't think I'll ever. That was probably one of my favorite concert memories ever.
Sure.
Yeah.
Was the Toadies followed by Our Lady Peace.
I like a good mosh pit. I even to this day, if I'm at a show, and
do you
mosh pit,
Matt?
I'll get in there, man.
Well, you're a bigger guy. I'm kind of weak.
You're tall though.
I'm not tall. I'm 5'11".
You're the tallest person on the show.
Yeah, but I'm weak, drunk. I don't do anything strenuous.
You're an athletic hockey goalie. What are you talking about?
Even like when I go to help my friends move like furniture and stuff, I just pretend to help them lift. I'm not actually doing anything. I just help them.
You just
steer
sit there
and
text
because I'm
whole
weak.
Time.
I can't really do anything. I'm
sounds fancy. Like you need to do some push-ups though.
But I've never moshed. I've never been
never?
In a situation.
You were never in the middle of like.
And I hate being at things where there's people walking behind me at concerts.
I think
because I always feel like somebody's going to come up behind me and stab me or something. So like even when I'm in the standing room or something, I try to be back at the back of the standing room so that I don't like having my back to anything going on. So like I've probably been in situations where I've avoided. Being like in a good spot where I could have probably been at a better spot to see the show better.
Yeah.
Because I kind of wanted to be back away from everybody so that nobody.
Well, I think there's a Korn Rob Zombie concert coming up.
No, that already went by.
Oh, that already happened? Was that last week?
Yeah, I bet there was some moshing going on.
I can almost guarantee
you. Oh, sure. Would you go to a Korn concert?
That was my very first
probably.
Concert.
Probably. Like, I don't think I'd pay full price to go.
My first concert was Korn and Stained.
Korn and Stained?
Yeah, and at the time, the only song that Stained had on the radio was Mud Shovel.
Mud Shovel.
So we thought that they were.
We thought they were
a completely different band than they turned out being. And for about an hour, me and my buddy are like, what is this pussy shit that they are playing? What is going on?
It's weird.
And then Mud Shovel happened, like, And then they left. And then they left the stage. We're like, what? What happened?
You just got us going, guys.
You know what?
Do you remember
gonna mosh at Elton John? I'm going to see Elton John next month.
Are you gonna mosh at Elton John, man?
Oh, you totally should.
Just start jumping over people and causing a ruckus.
You think there was moshing at Paul McCartney a couple weeks ago?
Now, if like Elton John was like the headliner at like a Lollapalooza or something, and there was a full night of moshing, they'd probably mosh for Elton John. Elton John has some up-tempo shit.
No.
No? You wouldn't mosh for Elton John?
I think so. The Crocodile Rock that gets my juices flowing.
No, it's the Alligator Rock.
Whatever.
Is it Alligator? I thought it was Crocodile Rock.
No, I was just trying to confuse him. He was going to stick with it there for a second.
I'm the animal facts guy here. I think I know my animals.
I do love the drunk animal facts. I hope that doesn't go away. Now that he's back.
Would you mosh to Weezer drunk?
Weezer? No. Maybe Lionel Richie, Weezer. Though.
Would you mosh to 311 drunk?
I don't remember if there was a mosh going at the 311.
Would you mosh to Sublime with Rome drunk?
Oh, God.
I guess it just depends on what song they're playing, I guess.
No, you wouldn't, because no.
Would you mosh to Collective Soul?
No, they're a little too Jesus for me.
Would you mosh to the Gin Blossoms drunk?
The Gin Blossoms, is that a Little Miss Can't Be Wrong? Is that what that is?
Is that the Gin? I thought that was the Spin Doctors.
Oh,
Isn't that the Spin Doctors?
You're right.
Drunk?
Yeah.
Would
so
you
what's,
mosh
which one's
to
the Gin Blossoms?
Spin Doctors?
Yeah.
The Hell Gin Blossoms was Hey Jealousy. You remember Hey Jealousy?
You know who else I would mosh pit to? Sugar Ray.
Yep, that's a mosh band right there.
Do you think that when Sugar Ray goes out on tour, they play
anything from their first CD?
From their first CD. Except
just the last song, right? Yeah.
Do you think that, like, they hate themselves? Like,
probably.
I mean, like, because they established that this was the kind of music they wanted to make. And then they had that one hit song. That
silly little song.
A couple
song
hits.
And then they completely abandoned their rock and roll.
No, yeah, the second
philosophy.
Album was pretty good. It was just not anything like their first album.
And they just said, guys, we make Fly now.
Yeah.
We make different versions of Fly forever.
We're going to do Pop It.
We're going to play for moms, and that's just what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But all of those bands got together. Like, it's Sugar Ray, Everclear, Eve Six. Like, all of the bands that just had that one decent album and then just tried to recreate it the rest of their careers, and they do a summer tour now.
Yeah, yeah, the Something in the Sun or something.
Yeah, yeah, it's just those bands. Smash Mouth is another one that had that one album that was on fire, and after that, everybody forgot about them. They do their tour of just those songs.
Vertical Horizon we got in the chat, Matt. Would you mosh for Vertical Horizon?
No, I don't think so.
You got a secret smile, Matt. And you use it only for me.
I feel like I would mosh to the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I went and saw the Goo Goo Dolls. I'll tell you what. I will tell
fucking
you what.
Fucking Cougs all over the place. I've seen the Goo Goo Dolls, too.
I have never in my life
smoking bitches
been surrounded with
dude.
More smoking bitches.
Oh, my God.
Than at the Goo Goo Dolls concert.
And I was
drunk.
Like 17 when I was
yeah,
saw
yeah.
them.
I think we might have been at the same show
like,
drunk.
Oh, my God. They're...
You go see a Goo Goo Dolls concert,
yeah.
You're in for a treat. By God, there was so many attractive females at the Goo Goo Dolls concert.
Go every time they came to St. Louis.
Yeah. We won free tickets. We didn't pay to go see the Goo Goo Dolls, guys.
I would pay to go see the Goo Goo Dolls.
Just for the smoking bitches?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Drunk, you'll be rejoining us soon on a regular basis.
Yep, starting in October.
And that's exciting. People have something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, he still can't just show up late like he always does?
Dude, I left work like an hour early today. I wasn't
Drunk helped me, Matt. I was in a pinch. We're not going to give Drunk shit about this.
Okay,
Drunk was a good guy.
All right, you're right. I'll give him shit in October.
Drunk came through when I needed him, Matt. Think if it was just me and you sitting around talking about moshing.
Well, I mean, yeah, that would probably be way.
Drunk saved the day.
Thanks, Drew. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Guys, I would tell you not to clone John Popper. We probably don't need a whole bunch of John Poppers.
But he's a good guy.
But isn't it an interesting theory that you could theoretically take John Popper's saliva and clone him? It's an interesting world we live in. I can tell you, you should probably listen to the Lotus Cast on Thursday nights.
Don't do that.
Because... because, you know, Matt and company, you know, Matt, you know, I'm getting increasingly frustrated with the show. And, I mean, like I said, Napier is averaging calling in like one in every 6.8 weeks. It's rough. And Travis misses quite a few shows, too. Travis is a busy guy. And I know that you guys took a hiatus not long ago.
We did.
Do you think maybe, did that make you feel better about the show? No?
No.
It didn't help?
Has this show ever had a hiatus?
You know, Drunk, I think since we went live on Radio FUBAR in 2012.
You had that little spurt when you weren't live.
I think we might have missed a show here and there, but I think we've pretty much done a show every week since 2012.
That's 4 years.
WFOD
strong.
Is the most consistent podcast.
Yeah, even if there's a Monday we can't do, we usually make it up later in the week. I can't remember the last time we didn't put something out in a week.
Right.
It's been years. Maybe we're burnt out. Maybe that's why Napier calls in sick so much. Maybe he needs a break.
Yeah.
Maybe me and Travis need to like do... like guest hosts for a while or something. I don't know what we need to do, but maybe it's time that we start thinking about that. Because
burn it to the ground, Mike. Well, just burn everything to the ground.
You take the rest of the month of September off. And
I enjoy doing it, though. I don't think that I would just want to quit it cold turkey because I have a lot of fun doing the show. But it's getting more and more difficult to try to plan a show that that I can't get consistent people here every week. And I mean, like, it's one thing if, like, I mean, like, Travis told me last Monday he wasn't going to be here this week. He had a work thing. I get it, you know. But I mean, Napier told me at 5 o'clock he can't come.
Well, he was sick for 5 days.
And I mean, like, if you tell me at 5 o'clock, that really takes the wind out of my sails, yeah. You know? That really hampers my progress. Believe it or not, I do plan a show.
Oh, yeah, you got a
whole, the show is planned.
Whole notebook in front of me. Did he reach out to Paulie Doosnuckle?
Did you hear the sarcasm in that, Matt?
There's a fucking notebook in front of you.
I drove around to $3 stores.
I believe you.
To find a harmonica for Napier to play for John Popper. I mean, I'm not going to be like, hey, I'm the guy that's been talking to you for 25 minutes. Now I'm going to play the harmonica for you. That would be douchey. But if I say, hey, this guy that hasn't talked the whole time, he's a aspiring musician, that'd be a funny bit, right?
Yeah, you should have done it with
what
me.
What was John Popper's book again?
At the end of it.
Suck and Blow.
Suck and Blow, man. That I need to listen to him when he does the audiobook.
they mailed me a complimentary copy, Matt.
Can you mail that to me?
No,
in
I
audio
want to keep
form?
It.
Like, can you read it into a microphone?
Do you want me to do the John Popper audiobook?
Please, if you did that, I mean, it would save me a lot of time.
Hold on. I'll read you an excerpt. Hold on, I got the book right here.
All right.
I feel like
Mike had the video feed, you could see him taking off his headphones
right.
And pulling the book out to the microphone right now.
I'm going to put my leg up so you can see my dick and balls.
Yeah. I feel like Napier would be a good candidate for this audiobook as well.
I think it's important for songs to be autobiographical.
Mm-hmm.
You need to write about what you know. Charlie Parker said, if you don't live it, it won't come out of your horn. And I've taken that to heart. And if you don't mean what you're saying, then there's no way for your song to connect with other people.
Beautiful.
You think maybe I could get into a audiobook business?
I totally would buy.
Carper in the chat says he'd buy my audiobooks.
Yeah, but Carper's a dick.
What's wrong with Carper? Which one's Carper? Do we like Carper? Who was the guy that was a dick to Joe? That wasn't Carper.
I feel like
no, that wasn't
any
Carper.
Of these Carper. In the chat,
Carper has a weird relationship with all of us because he used to date somebody that was on our show.
Oh, really? Who?
Yeah, that chick that used to come on every once in a while. Oh,
Carper.
Maybe I shouldn't have.
You had a chick on your show that Carper used to date?
I think his girlfriend's in the chat there, too. So.
Oh, so they used to date each other?
No.
Are you backing off this?
Mm-hmm.
Why? So she was on the show.
Well.
So she was on your show?
Yeah. You remember her.
Why'd she leave?
No, you know, that girl that was on our show every once in a while.
Matt, you have a lot of people that leave your show.
Yeah.
I mean, people come and go. It happens quite a bit.
Don't.
Matt, I think it's interesting, like, you know, how these... I mean, like, we've had co-hosts that have come and
go. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing, Mike,
Matt,
and I'm not going down the road here.
About six?
Well, I mean, Paul, he came and went.
Yeah.
Jesse came and went.
Me, you, Napier, Travis, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
But, I mean, Matt just has like a revolving door of co-hosts.
We do. We don't like to keep a lot of people. It's the big three. We got the big three there. Me, I'm about 270 pounds.
You're
and
not.
Joe,
are you that
probably...
heavy? That's a lot. Well, you're a tall guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, I mean, like, you know, you've had a lot of people that, I mean, give me some reasons that some people have left over the years. I mean, like, why did this woman leave the show? Why did
she didn't really leave, but
she just
stopped
coming? Did you ask
her not
to come anymore?
Yeah, she was interested for a while because she had nothing going on, and now she's got stuff going on. So
she has stuff going on. And
yeah.
And you don't see Roman much anymore, but Roman got a girlfriend. Roman got a girlfriend.
Okay. All right. Yep.
And that's why he doesn't really come anymore?
Thank you, Mike.
And I know that there's other people, too,
okay.
that
I really do appreciate you having me on for John Popper.
Matt, that was fun, right?
Yeah,
you had a good
great.
Time. And I mean, yep. It looks like the other one's not going to work out. But in the end, I mean, like, in the situation that we're in.
I mean, we're on a roll. Why don't you just go ahead and call number two?
Just call him and see what happens?
Just see what happens.
I don't want to do that. That's
okay,
rude, Matt.
I mean.
See, that's a Lotus Cast bit, to just okay. call people.
We do that on occasion, yeah.
I mean, we're a legit operation here, Matt.
Yeah. It was very
super
seamless.
Legit. Can
how,
you tell by these microphones?
John Popper got on the air today. It was you're the perfect operation.
That didn't work at all, by the way, Matt, because you were really loud in the speaker, and all I could hear was you talking to John Popper. And like I mean, it probably would have worked if like Napier had been here and I had somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
But it didn't. And so
I only said like three things to him.
Well, I know. Yeah. My issue was, and I don't know. This probably isn't good for the show to talk. Is talking about my idea with the call screener and stuff. That's
well,
not
I don't see why it's a problem.
That's not interesting to talk about.
I always like the
last week.
The curtain.
We had some issues.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't listen to the show.
Right.
You don't have to pretend like you do.
Thank
last
you.
Week, we had a guest scheduled, and 10 minutes before he was supposed to call in, his PR guy called in,
mm-hmm.
and we just called and took the call thinking it was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because why wouldn't we think it was the guy? We had it confirmed that this guy was calling in.
Right.
So he's 10 minutes early. As a PR guy, so I had this awkward-ass conversation with a PR guy
uh-huh.
live on the show.
Okay.
And I hated it, drunk. I know this show is a garbage fire.
It's not a
I
garbage
I know
fire.
That it's a garbage fire, and I know that things go wrong constantly.
Uh-huh.
But I hate it.
Right.
And I want it to be good.
Okay.
And so later on in the same show, Napier's wife called
okay.
the live call-in number during the show
yeah.
to ask if Napier could unlock his car, drunk. She called from the front porch, drunk, to have Napier unlock the car. So, not drunk, me
I,
and you...
I kind of don't believe that, but drunk, I kind of do.
Me and you have known each other for a long time.
We have a very long time.
What was my reaction to that, drunk?
I would assume you blew up on him like...
I did not like it much.
Like,
And so what I've been thinking is how we could fix that problem.
I feel like you didn't keep your cool very well.
Because those two calls has convinced me that we absolutely need a call screener.
I mean, ain't that... Travis's job, he is the producer.
So, yes, what I've decided was the
is,
best way to do that
is to
would
have
be,
me come on as the phone screener from now on.
Yeah, to have Matt come on as the phone screener.
Okay.
Well, this
job.
Week, Matt was doing Travis's job, what Travis's job would be, and that was, I will see a call coming in,
uh-huh.
I will remove the Skype computer from the show, and I will mute our microphone so that Travis can talk to whoever's calling.
Sure.
And then somehow tell me, hey, this person's cool to come on the show.
Okay. I like it.
So we have a call screener by default. As I would remove Travis from the stream on the break, I can remove Travis and a call from the stream if somebody calls. And so this week, Travis isn't going to be here, and so I wanted to test the theory with Matt, and it worked, but there was no one here for me to talk to make it work right. So in turn, you're probably just going to hear Matt talking to John Popper off mic while
Why
I
didn't you
stumble.
Mute
I'm sure you could have gone on and on
no,
about
no.
some
I
sort
can
of
hear
bacon
Travis on a
or
speaker in here.
Oh, okay.
When he isn't going to the mic. So I can still talk to Travis on breaks, but you can't hear him.
I see. Okay. Yeah, because I was like, I tried to keep it brief.
Right.
And
actually, we probably could have just had him straight on.
Yeah.
You could have went on and on about a silly idea like a a bathtub nozzle pad or whatever.
What the fuck is he talking about?
I don't.
He knows exactly what I'm talking about. He thought
like
that
one
was
of one of my ideas.
Yeah,
he just thought go that on was a whole thing. Genius. Didn't want to stray too far, drunk. We had a guest to talk to.
That's true.
Wanted to stay pretty close. You know, I wanted
to keep it in
the wheelhouse. But that all doesn't matter, guys. We appreciate you being here. We had fun. Drunk is here. Drunk, you're coming back the first week of October.
Yes, sir.
Just in time for spooky month.
Just in time for
spooky month.
Oh,
spooky month.
We are pretty fucking psyched for that, Drunk. I miss you dearly. You're the only one I can depend on. Don't forget that.
Except during the summer.
Drunk, you're my guy.
Yes, sir. I got you, buddy.
So for 21 months of the year.
Matt.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you coming on and bailing me out this week.
All of it's coming from my end. Thank you so much for having me on for John Popper. I knew who John Popper was. I enjoy some Blues Travelers. But, boy, did I have a blast talking to John fucking Popper. And I'm going to brag about it, and I have his phone number, and I'm going to text him pictures of my asshole while I eat fast food from here on out. So thank you for that. It will be a memory that, you know, is just ageless. It's an ageless memory. So thank you.
There's weeks that this is fun to do. And honestly, despite all of the stress leading up to it, guys, we had a second guest scheduled. It appears that didn't work out.
We can call that guest right
now. I stressed out about it all for the last couple of days, and then it was made much worse by Napier calling in sick. Napier just makes my hemorrhoids flare up. He constantly infuriates me, but I mean, I've known the guy for 20 years. I think of him like a brother. I'll get over it. It'll be fine. But all the people in the chat that showed up to listen to the show, I appreciate it. Drunk, I really do appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
I'm not going to keep talking.
Anytime a frantic text comes in from you, I will.
I'm done with the appreciation. Fuck all of you, okay? Drunk, do you have anything left, buddy? Do you have anything you want to let anybody know about?
Well, that's Napier's mama.
Tired as fuck. I wanna stop so much. I almost don't wanna stop. See now then. Can and won't. Will and can. Tired as fuck. The greedy palace has been keeping me.
Pause the show. Drunk.
Yes.
What
yes,
happened?
Sir.
Drunk.
Yep.
It's my microphone. Drunk. It is. Drunk. It's on. Yep. What's going on with the room full of dressers?
The room full of dressers is no longer, unfortunately.
What
do you mean?
So it used to be to where there was like four dressers in that room. Well, my roommate decided he wanted to switch rooms.
He wanted the dresser room.
Yes, he wanted the dresser room. The reason he didn't originally want the dresser room was because there was no doors to that room.
Pause for a second. Uh-huh. If we have any new listeners, and maybe, Matt, maybe like the John Popper crowd.
Yeah, the John Popper crowd doesn't know what's going on here.
Doesn't know about Drunk's room. Drunk lives in a home with his girlfriend and a roommate.
Uh-huh.
They have a third bedroom that was dedicated solely to dressers.
My favorite room. My favorite room.
And
I can't
he
believe...
just told us as soon as the microphones went off that there is no longer a room dedicated to dressers.
I can't believe more people can't get on board with the dresser room, personally. But
no, listen, I like your idea of dresser room. I'm just saying it doesn't exist. Like, I can't just make dresser room happen. Even if I had a roommate, like, trying to convince other people to get on board with dresser room would be incredibly difficult.
I also have two refrigerators on my
what?
In my kitchen.
So you have a refrigerator.
I have a stainless steel one and a white one. Yeah.
And then next to the refrigerator, you have another refrigerator?
Yeah.
And what
Does
is
he
the
have,
purpose
like,
for
the
this?
Outlet, like, one
you
of those
just had two refrigerators,
slicers?
So you said, eh, fuck it. More shit
well,
can stay cold?
One came with my house, and then 2 weeks after I bought my house, my uncle was buying a new one. He's like, you want this refrigerator? I was like, hell yeah.
Why don't you put one in, like, the garage or something,
So I plugged in the new refrigerator where the old refrigerator was, but I had to wait for it to, you know, like, cool down to before I could put my food in there.
See, Matt.
But when I moved my refrigerator to where it is now, I was like, you know what? I kind of like this two refrigerator idea.
Matt, this is why Drunk will be forever entertaining, because I went to Drunk and asked him, like what had gone on in the time since he's been gone. And all he had for me was that he wiped up some shit in his basement.
There was some poopy in the basement.
As soon as the microphones go off, Drunk is unplugging shit.
I know.
He tells us he has two refrigerators and the dresser room is gone.
Who has two refrigerators? Like, listen, I get having a refrigerator in the kitchen and then one in the basement. That's like... That is a story as old as time.
Yeah, but why walk all the way downstairs
style?
When he could just
Nobody
have it
Nobody has two refrigerators Drunk. In their motherfucking kitchen.
Do you sometimes get into the refrigerator to get something, and then you say, oh, that must be in the other refrigerator?
Occasionally, yeah. And I don't have to walk all the way downstairs. Cause it's
is
just
there, no,
right there
no organization in between the two refrigerators? I mean, like, do you have, like... drinks in one and meat in the other, yeah. Or is it just a fucking free-for-all?
For the most part, one refrigerator is mine and my lady's, and the other one is beverage / my roommate's.
Matt, do you believe this shit?
I can take a picture for you if you want.
Drunk. Please. As soon as you get home.
Uh-huh.
Send us a picture. Of the refrigerator next to the refrigerator.
Okay. I picture that he also has two dining tables, and it's like it's for him and his girlfriend, and the other one is for random shit and his roommate.
No, Gary, you go sit at the other table.
He has two stoves.
But anyway,
one which him and his girlfriend use.
Going back to the dresser room.
Going back to the dresser room, of course.
My roommate decided to buy doors for the dresser room, so... We had to move some of them out, and then we were going to put them back into his old room, but one of them we decided to stain, and my lady got a little crazy with the sander, so we had to dispose of that one, and the other one went, we put it in the kitchen, so.
You have a dresser in the kitchen?
You have a dresser in the kitchen?
Yes, I have a dresser in my kitchen.
Matt,
this is
and that's where we keep like
Matt,
extra Tupperware.
Matt,
and...
his dresser room didn't go away because like they thought of something better to do with the dresser room.
Oh well, now it's a
like they just started dropping like flies. These dressers
now it's a guest room.
She saw some shit on Pinterest and tried it, and it just didn't work.
And fortunately,
so that dresser's gone, Matt.
Fortunately for us, there's a dresser drawers underneath the bed.
In his kitchen, there's a fucking dresser.
There's a dresser in the kitchen. What do you keep in the dresser in the kitchen?
Like Tupperwares.
Oh, that makes sense.
And tools.
What do you use the cupboards for?
Well, there's not enough room in the cupboards.
Oh, do you have a quesadilla maker in the dresser?
No, those stay up top. I have, like, every one of those things known to man. I got the ready, set, 1, 2, 3, go thing. I got a sandwich maker. I got two Foremans.
Drunk.
I got a deep fryer.
Drunk. Yeah. I'm so glad you came over tonight.
to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Guys, thank you for listening. You can catch us every Monday night, 9-8 Central on strangelabel.com, or check out all of our back episodes at wfodix.com. You can give us a quick follow on the old Twitter, guys, there at WFODshow. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. If you'd like to send us an email, WFODshow@gmail.com. Call our voicemail, 636-487-4263. Thank you very much to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, and Jody B. We'll be back next week. Thank you again. And bye. Bye.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. Basically, it's a monthly donation type thing. It's stupid, but a bunch of people have one and ultimately we're just sheep. If you want to give us money to do the same thing we do for free anyway, that'd be nice. We'll say thanks. If not, no sweat. This won't change our relationship at all, you ungrateful fuckfaces.
Dicks out for Harambe.